Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, and Emily tries her best to fact check and research some of the stuff. I'm Rachel Ballinger.
I'm Emily Brostaff.
And hello. That's it.
That was a good intro.
Thank you. I feel like we finally got it together.
Yeah.
All right. I'm done speaking. Your turn.
Oh, boy. All right. So...
I really just wanted to take a sip of my coffee.
Okay, we're just hopping right into it.
I mean, well, we could. How are you today?
I'm doing. I was about to lie.
Don't lie. We can be truthful. I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted too. I feel like I'm moving in slow motion.
Yeah, I we're both moving as slow as molasses, as the old folk would say.
Yes. Yeah, it's fine. Like, I'm in like a good mood. Like, everything in the world is. In my world is right
same.
But I'm just like tired.
Yeah I mean, my house is gorgeous, my dogs are healthy, my girlfriend's perfect,
you have
my
the
best
perfect
friend is sitting next to me.
I was about to say that
you I got like, you I got you. I'll compliment you before you need to compliment yourself. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I'm just exhausted.
Yeah,
it's Sunday morning. We played last night.
We've had a fun weekend.
Yeah we played Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, it was good.
So much fuzz on this.
I was seeing that at mine too.
Don't look at my microphone.
Too late. All right.
All right. Now I'm done talking. Your turn.
Okay. Yay. All right. So we're going to start by talking about internet etiquette. Your favorite subject.
All right. I'm intrigued. You have my attention.
Thank God. All right. So recently Doja Cat DM'd Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things. Do you watch that show?
I watched the first season.
Okay. I don't like scary things, so I never watched that show, but I know who the characters are. So one of the main characters, the actor, his name is Noah Schnapp, and Doja Cat slid into his DMs, but I think they had been talking before, because when I looked at the screenshot that he shared, you could see that there was conversation on top, you just couldn't see what it was.
Rude.
Right? Come on.
Rude.
So she hit him up in his DMs because she has a big fat crush on his co-star, Joseph Quinn, and so she slid into Noah's DMs and said, "Noah, can you tell Joseph to hit me up? Wait, no, does he have a girlfriend?" And he said, LMAO, slide into his DMs. And she said, "I don't know his Instagram or Twitter. He doesn't have DMs to slide into." And then that's when he sent her, so Noah sent Doja Cat Joseph's Instagram page and said, "Right here, ma'am." So wingman in it, I guess. And she's been talking about her crush on Joseph for like a while now. So she tweeted before, "Joseph Quinn is fine as poop." And in another exchange, a follower tweeted a photo of Joseph to Doja Cat and said, "Doja, look how fine Joseph Quinn is." And she replied, "It's effing criminal," like about how attractive he is. But then Noah took that conversation and screenshotted it and then made a TikTok about it and was like, "Oh, haha, isn't this so funny that Doja reached out to me trying to slide into Joseph's DMs?" He thought it would be funny. He thought it would make a funny TikTok.
See, those are private messages.
Yeah.
Because one thing when someone is being a poophead and then you post that being like, this person's a poophead.
Right.
But when it's like someone just trying to get a number.
Right.
I think it's a little rude.
It's rude. Yeah. So Doja did not think this was funny. So she hopped on Instagram Live to talk about basically how degrading the whole thing was. And she called his actions exploitative. But she did before, like when she got on the live, one of the first things she did say was she was talking about like Noah is a child. Like he's a child. Like everything is exciting to him. Children don't really know about boundaries. Children don't really know about privacy. So she's like, "I'm going into this with a grain of salt, like knowing that he's so young and probably can't comprehend like what he's doing." But she said at the same time, it was like snake behavior.
Yeah.
She was like, "Why would you do this?" Because she was like, she was trying to figure out what the motive was. I really just think he thought it was funny.
I literally think that is all it was.
Right.
Because like, I don't think he meant any harm by it. I think he was just like, haha, Doja Cat's like a taunting little brother.
Yeah,
right. I think that's what it is.
Right. He just, because like, how many times do like our friends do something stupid and we're like recording it and putting out an Instagram story?
Exactly.
Like, I think that's just what he thought it was. But yeah, she did not.
She didn't like it.
She did not like it.
She didn't like it.
So she ended up saying that she was trying to be chill about the situation, but that he was supposed to know not to do that in the future. She said, I did my share of F-ups so that she like understands like why he did that.
Yeah.
But then she said, the fact that Noah did that, like went and posted a private conversation between me and him, is so unbelievably social unaware and whack. That's like borderline snake behavior. That's weasel. Poop.
I hate that we can't. Censoring is my favorite thing in the world. I'm like trying to figure out what you're going to say next. And then it's just a censored word. Got yeah. it.
She said, I'm not saying that encapsulates his entire personality. Like, I don't imagine Noah that way. Maybe she's just like, it's so up and down with what she said. Cause like, you know, there were several articles typing out word for word what she said. So she'd be like, he's a child. I'm not getting mad about it. That's some weasel. Like he maybe thought it was funny. Why is he acting like that? Like,
I think for her, she's between a rock and a hard place where she understands that he's a kid, but she's still upset.
Yeah.
So her feelings are still valid, but she can't outright be like pissed at him.
I know.
And she probably wants to drag him through the mud, but at the yeah. same time, it's like, I can't, he's a kid, and it's just a mistake, he needs to learn from it.
Right.
But she's angry. So it is, she is all over the place because
right.
that does suck. Like, I've had times where I'm livid at something like a fan or a creator has done, but they're a minor. I'm like, their brain literally isn't molded yet.
Right.
And fully while formed, it sucks right. and they shouldn't have done that and I'm upset, I have to always like just be like, okay, and kind of, I have to be the bigger person, but also yeah. like just be the adult.
Right.
And that's what she kind of has to do in this situation.
Yeah. It sucks. Well, and I think like she's in this like weird place because she doesn't know the motive, because she kept yeah. saying she was just like, what'd she say? Oh yeah. She said that his behavior wasn't normal. And that she didn't explicitly tell him not to share the screenshots because that's not something anyone should ever consider. And she said, you don't expect people to do that because it's not normal to do that. It's not cool. And she said she was bummed and disappointed and that she couldn't figure out his motives. Because she said, I couldn't even be like, oh, he's doing it for the clout because he's already so freaking famous. So it feels like a weird power play thing. I really don't think it's that deep.
No, it's not deep. I think he thought it was funny.
I think he thought it was funny. But yeah, it just like leads into this whole conversation of like, when you do have that much influence and that many followers and that kind of platform, like, where's the line? Like, there are so many times yeah. I take like cute like or funny videos of like you and Abby or like Joy and Dylan, and I like almost go to post it and I'm like, ugh, like I should ask first.
Yeah, you definitely do have to ask when you have yeah. a following of any right. sort.
Not that I have a follow, I'm saying you have a following, but like
I know, but when anyone has a following of any sort, also yeah. just for your friend's sake, like
right,
just even if neither party has a big following, you should always ask before you post something that could be embarrassing.
Right.
That's yeah. but I guess that's me knowing the consequences of things.
Right.
Because I've had to experience
it. Oh my god, like I re-downloaded Snapchat because I don't know, my friends have like got, do you have Snapchat?
I have a Snapchat. I can't get onto it because it's connected to my own. Okay, so here on Monday, Emily's also my personal assistant. Monday, can you get me back into my Snapchat?
I will try.
Because
yeah.
Abby apparently uses it, and Zara uses it, and Clayton uses it, and Noah uses it. I'm like,
I thought it was a dead platform.
I thought so too. It's not a platform for social media influencers anymore. People are just using it for their friends.
Okay. Yeah.
And so
I thought it was dead. Like, I thought everyone was off of that and on to like Instagram and like TikTok. And
well, yeah, because I think influencers couldn't make money from it.
Okay.
So they peaced out, but people are just talking to their friends on it.
Yeah. So I re-downloaded it because I figured out that several of my friends are still on it and I felt very left out. And I was like, well, I want to have funny Snapchats. And I looked through my memories and there's so much stuff I posted on there where I was like, ew, like yeah. why did I do that?
I regularly go through my Instagram and Twitter and just delete stuff. Not that it's like not PC or anything, where it's just like, that was weird.
Right.
Like, not, it wasn't wrong, or it was just weird.
Right. I just don't need that out there.
Whatever. Right. Okay. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, I delete all the stuff that I'm like, well, that doesn't fly anymore. Or right. I can't believe I posted that. But it also just, why?
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 Right.
That's all.
That's all. So anyway, ask your friends before you post stuff about
that. That's the end of that. All right. That was it for that new story, yeah. I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. All right. So before we move on to the next, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. Sponsor.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice. And we're back.
Okay, so our next story is Rihanna was just named the U.S.'s youngest self-made billionaire. So,
yes.
Right? So yes. Forbes recently published their list of America's...
You know what she should do to celebrate?
Tell me.
Drop an album.
That would be nice if pigs could fly. Although she said she was working on something secret. And
it's not going to be an album. She doesn't need to do music anymore. She's a billionaire.
But we want it. The people want it.
But guess what? When you create an album, you have to go on tour for like the rest of your entire life.
Why?
Because that's the deal you sign with record labels.
Oh.
They're like, okay, we'll produce your album and may give you top hits.
Right.
But you have to go on tour so that we get X amount of money back on this album. And so you have to go on tour for like 2 years straight, your world tour, and hate your life. And every day you're performing the exact same thing in a new city. You don't get to see your family or friends. You don't get to take mental health breaks.
Mm-hmm.
You have to perform unless you get violently ill and end up in the hospital. And then it's just postponed. So you just are delaying it.
Oh, my God. So, and she just had a baby, too.
Yeah. So that is why usually like Michael Jackson was like the first person to be like, by the way, this isn't fun.
Oh.
And everyone's like, what? And then if you'll notice, like, Shawn Mendes just postponed his tour or something like that, or saying he's not doing a world tour or something like that for his mental health. And I'm like, they literally are, they're performing monkeys for a 2 years straight after they release an album. Oh. And then if they do have breaks, they have to be back in the recording studio to make the next album. So it's like, it's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Right?
Oh, because, like, you know, they're always up on stage and they're like, this is the best city and you guys were the best crowd and I love doing this.
Well, they love performing, but it's all the other thing. Like, you aren't owned. Like, you aren't your own self. Like, you are owned for the next.
Oh.
So, like, they do love performing. That's obviously, or else they wouldn't be in that field. And they love music. But it definitely, there's things that are, like, draining. Like, Justin Bieber canceled his meet and greets because they were just getting too draining before shows.
Whoa.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
So I don't think she will ever come out with a new album.
Wow.
I know. I'm sorry to break it to you all.
Yeah. I'm like obsessed with her music.
I know.
She
could just come out with a single hit.
Just one.
Just a hit.
Just give us one.
Just give us one booty shaking song.
And enjoy your baby. But like maybe in like a year. Just give us one.
Just give us one.
That's all we want.
One day more. That's all.
That was all. Yeah, so
she's a self-made billionaire.
Yeah, she was, yeah, sorry, whoop, brain just like literally froze. It was like loading. Thank you. It was the color wheel.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so she was on top of the list this year at 34 years old, being worth more than $1.4 billion with a B dollars. And with her revenue mostly coming from her beauty line, Fenty.
Yes.
And she's pledged to donate most of her earnings to charity, which is amazing. And I wanted to get your opinion.
Okay.
So Kylie Jenner used to hold the title, right?
As cute.
As the youngest self-made billionaire.
Ooh.
So I would like to
see where you're headed.
Mm-hmm, because like Rihanna, like she grew up in Barbados. I think
she had the humble beginnings.
Like she didn't have like, I mean, Kylie Jenner was literally born into a TV show. Well, not born into, but you know, she was
born into a wealthy family, and then as a child was immediately on a TV show.
Right. So it's just like, I feel like that almost doesn't
count. And she
cheated.
She had Kris Jenner as her mother.
Right.
That's a cheat. Right. That's a cheat. Not that she, like, she is a businesswoman, and I will give her props for that. I also think the Kardashians are geniuses, not good people. Well, actually, there's a fine line.
Yeah.
But I see where you're going. Like,
it's not self-made.
I,
like, Rihanna literally grew up in, like, this tiny home, like, in Barbados. Her parents are immigrants. Like, she did not have a leg up in life. Like, she,
I think that just is, what is the term of self-made? Like,
yeah,
they have their own businesses.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're already given millions of dollars to start your business, it's not self-made.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Yes.
So I feel like that was almost like they shouldn't have put Kylie on the list. Like, I feel when I picture self-made, Rihanna is what I picture. Like, come from, like, borderline poverty and, like, work your butt off to get to the top.
Like, she might have caught a few breaks here or there, but it was, she had to work for it.
Right.
There wasn't.
Whereas Kylie Jenner was just, like, shoved in front of a camera. Not that that's easy, but, like, shoved in front of a camera her whole life and given publicity and given fame.
Yeah.
And then took that fame and money and made something out of it. Like,
props to her for doing that. But, yes, I would never say self-made.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. All right.
I guess people are saying, like, you had to do somewhat work for it instead of just, like, being a trust fund baby where you never work a day in your life and you just happen to be a billionaire.
I guess so. Yeah.
I guess it's just different definitions of self-made.
Yeah. Forbes has a funny definition going.
Forbes.
Forbes.
Who do they think they are? What, they make the list?
Right. Kylie Jenner also, she just, like, went on TikTok. I could be wrong, but I think this is the first time she, like, responded, like, on her own TikTok about, like, something big going. It's not even big. I don't know how to describe it. Basically, there was a Instacart driver who was, like, a young adult teenager who delivered an Instacart package to her house.
Yeah.
And he went onto TikTok and he was claiming that, like, he got to go through the gate, that he dropped it off at the door. He was looking through the windows. He couldn't see anyone, but he could hear, like, her son screaming and crying. And, like, basically was just trying to, like, go viral on TikTok about, and, like, it was true that he did drop the stuff off, but Kylie, like, she hopped on her own TikTok, like, didn't comment on his, but commented on her most recent one. It was basically like, no one comes through the gate, that never happened, there's no way he saw into my windows, there's no way, because he claimed that as he was going through the gate, he was met by a security guard, or, like, he just said, like, a man, and he said, oh, like, is this Kylie Jenner's house? And then he said, the man said, yeah, it is. They would never do that. And then told him to come up to the door to drop the stuff off, which would also never happen.
No.
So Kylie went onto her own TikTok, most recent one, and was like, yeah, this never happened. No one comes through the gate. My security would not take him to the door. My son was not screaming. Like, basically, like, what are you doing?
Just lying, because he thought there's no way anyone could ever fact check that.
Right. And he did, like, when he was dropping off the supplies, he did pull the supplies out of the Instacart bag, and it was the same supplies that showed up on her TikTok. So, like, he was delivering it to her house, but it's just, like,
he fabricated the story.
For sure.
Get a life.
Right. I mean, he went viral, but, like, now you're probably, like, there's no way he's still working for Instacart now.
No.
And, like, you had your one viral video.
Kris Jenner just has probably made it her mission that human can never get another job ever again. Never again.
She knows his social security number.
Yeah. She knows what's in his journal. She's got it all. She knows everything now.
Right. Yeah. So just for, like, 5 minutes of fame, like, what are you doing? Like,
I'll never understand that.
Companies aren't going to trust you anymore, because it's his real name is plastered all online.
Yeah.
So companies are not going to trust you anymore because you're
a security risk.
At this point. You look that stuff up. Like, when I was trying to be a nanny, like, they looked up all of my social medias. Like, they Googled me. Like, they did everything to make sure I was, like,
yes, they should.
Oh yeah, for sure. But, like, if I had put anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just.
I didn't Google you before I hired you. Was that a mistake on my part?
Yeah. Let's not do that. Just kidding. There's nothing bad.
Dang it.
It's just me and all these Rachel Ballinger fan pages.
Easy. Done. Mm-hmm. Perfect. You're in.
Right.
All right. What else do we? You know what? Let's check to see. We have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. Oh, no. My doggy Snoop just walked in. He looks like a lion sometimes, the way he like moves all slow.
He's a rectangle. He's a walking rectangle.
He's losing weight. Oh, he's so handsome. Anyway, sorry, I get very distracted by dogs.
Very cute. So a shorter news story, Elon Musk and Nick Cannon. Did you see that this morning?
No, wait. What happened? I just heard Elon Musk and threw up.
Automatically assumes, as you should. Yeah, so...
thank you for my Tesla.
Right? So this week, it came to light that Elon Musk secretly had twins.
I did see this.
Yeah, with one of his executives a few weeks before he had his baby with Grimes, his ex-partner. I don't think they were ever married. And so if that, like, wasn't, I'm going to say, weird enough, he ended up tweeting, and he tweeted, "Doing my best to help the underpopulation crisis. A collapsing birth rate is the biggest danger civilization faces by far." This all goes back to, remember how like we frequently talk about how the U.S. likes to keep people in poverty because it ensures
so you have
a workforce.
To be overpopulated.
And it ensures
we are
workforce.
Never going to be underpopulated.
We are so overpopulated. It's not even
That's
funny.
Not, we are. There will never be a time when we are underpopulated. This might be out of line to say. We just had a pandemic where so many people died and we are still overpopulated. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to belittle the deaths or whatever. I'm just saying there is no way we can be underpopulated because we are so overpopulated.
Yeah.
The rich just want us to be overpopulated always so that people are fighting for jobs and will take lower wages and, you know, do whatever they can to make money and keep people in prisons because prisons are a giant moneymaker for rich people. So, no,
right.
Elon Musk, you're just trying to make it so people aren't mad at you for impregnating a bunch of women and cheating on your human.
Well, and it gets worse.
Oh, great. Continue.
Because Nick Cannon...
My throwing up was very on point.
Yeah. Nick Cannon, I had no idea.
He has so many kids.
I had
Nick
no
Cannon has
idea.
So many kids.
Yeah. 8 children with 5 different women.
That's so many.
Right. He ended up commenting on Elon's tweet that I just read and said, "Right there with you, my brother with the fist emoji."
What?
Why are you bragging about this?
They're trying to justify, I don't know. If everyone's a consenting adult in this and Grimes is like, yeah, you can go impregnate other women.
Yeah.
Everyone's consenting. They want to be pregnant. The babies are taken care of. Okay, that's fine. But don't lie and say you're doing it because the world is underpopulated.
I can't tell if he did that to be funny, but that's not a funny joke.
No, it's not.
It's weird.
I think Elon Musk truly believes all this.
You think?
I think so.
He's that far gone?
I don't think he's smart.
What? I feel to get to where he is, you have to be I'm trying not to use that word anymore. You have to be insane. No, I can't. I'm trying really hard not to use the word crazy, insane, those type of
I've
words.
I've been trying to. They slip up because it's been such a common part of my vocabulary, but I understand. I've been trying to consciously do the same thing.
Yeah, because it was brought to my attention about a month ago that we're trying to fade away from those words because we're not trying to use words that are derogatory towards mental health.
Yes.
And so sometimes I'm no.
I used off the rocker the other day, and I was like, that's still insulting.
Right.
But it just came out. I was like, I feel like, who was it? I came up to you. I was in the middle of doing something, and I said jinx. I was like, jinx a bad word? And you
she
were like,
comes, oh. I was editing. She comes sprinting into the office, and she was like, by the way, is jinx derogatory? Could we look this up? I was like, sure.
It just seems like it would be, and I don't want to offend people.
Right.
So I was like, please, I don't think it is, but there's got to be a root that's negative somewhere.
Right, yeah.
It's, as far as we tried to research and
fact
check. We Googled.
We didn't find anything.
It just was when two things, I was like, okay, fine, we're good.
Yeah, right.
But.
So now we need a word to replace
Yes.
Yeah.
Mental health words. I'm going to say, say the sentence again and I'll try and.
Because I was going to say he has to be crazy smart. Right.
So he has to be off the charts?
Off the chart. Okay.
Abnormally?
I feel like we can't use that one either.
Dang it.
I don't.
Right.
Help us out.
God, we're trying so hard.
Help us out. What's
the
word?
We're aware. We're just bad at it.
Right.
Okay, so. He's
Right, I know. We'll get back to you. We need to, we're gonna
I'm gonna say off the charts.
Off the charts, okay. Smart. To get where he is.
Off the charts smart.
Right. Okay, but why do you think he's not?
I think he probably was off the charts smart.
Oh.
And then now is, can I use the word delusional?
I don't think so.
But I'm like saying that, but I think he is.
Okay.
I'm not saying it as like a other word.
Okay. Then okay, yeah. I think
this is us trying to.
We're like, please, please be nice to us, please. We're trying so hard.
Yeah, I think things have just gotten into his head now, and okay, like, he's maybe. And this is my this is my assumptions.
Allegedly
done maybe one too many drugs, and
okay,
his company is run by other people now.
Yeah,
so
right.
You know he's
doesn't need to be present anymore.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. All right.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Okay, that's
my
it.
My personal opinion.
Yes. My bad. That's it for regular news.
Well, I love that. Do we have any positive moments?
We have positive moments.
I would love a positive moment.
That's really good. That's beautiful. Okay, this one, I guess it could be positive. So, like, I always go on, like, these positive news source websites to, mm-hmm. like, read, like, the stories and stuff. And so it was on there. So I'm going to say it's positive. It's just interesting.
All right. Give it to me.
Okay. So paramedics with jetpacks can fly where ambulances and helicopters can't now. So there's a company in England, and it's called the British Jet Suit Company, and they have developed a jetpack. This sounds like an Onion article.
It does sound like an Onion article.
They have developed a jetpack to strap onto paramedics so that paramedics can soar and like fly into places that ambulances can't get to fast enough or just can't access in general.
Do they then put a jetpack on the other people and fly them out?
It's more about triage, keeping them alive until other rescue teams can get there.
I mean, if it works, that's really awesome.
Right?
Yes.
This is like weird.
This
like,
is cool. I'm all for it.
Right.
I'm just a little skeptical.
Right. Yeah. So apparently the first test run took place over 2 years ago when the founder, there's a company called Gravity Industries. He did the initial testing, and he went to this area where like they're basically see how fast you can get to this area where a lot of people get hurt, but it takes ambulances a long time to get there.
Yeah.
So it takes a normal like ambulance rescue team 25 minutes to get there. And he got there in 90 seconds using the jetpack. So this could like save a lot of lives.
That's awesome.
But it's also $440,000.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Hey, Elon Musk.
Yeah, you wanted to know how you could help, right?
Just take a break from overpopulating the earth for like half a second and make a cheaper jetpack.
Right.
Prove you're still off the chart smart.
Right, yeah.
Thank you.
So isn't that cool? Like that it's very futuristic, but like it can lead to a lot of positive, like obviously saving a lot of lives.
Yeah, I mean, I'm for it.
Right, if it could get mass produced. Okay, and then design students in Columbia have created a moss water filter that filters out microplastics. So,
because we have so many of those in our waters
and in our bodies. Oh, that freaks me out. I try not to read about that stuff because I'm just like, I have so much plastic in my body. But yeah, it has a 2 month like filter life, and it can trap 80 grams of microplastics, which is equivalent to 16 credit cards. Right?
That's a lot.
Right, in 2 months. So yeah, and then they haven't unveiled a prototype yet. So like it's in development right now, and they have a prototype, they just haven't like released it yet.
Yeah.
But it's designed to be used by like the more impoverished communities that don't have access to filters.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is a positive moment.
That was a positive moment. All right. Are you ready for our game?
I'm so freaking ready.
This is gonna require some like power.
Oh no.
I know, I didn't choose the right day for this.
I only have a little bit of brain power going. Okay, I'm here.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna type a phrase into Google.
Okay.
I'm gonna let it auto-populate.
Okay.
And then you're gonna have to answer the question.
Fantastic.
Okay, so the first one is who would win a fight between, and that's where we start.
Okay.
And then I'm going to choose, like, the best.
Okay.
So who would win a fight? Here are my options. Between a lion and tiger, gorilla and grizzly bear, Batman and Superman, a hippo and a rhino. Actually, I'm going to let you choose.
Oh, well, Superman would win. He is actual super.
Right, not just rich.
Not just rich with a bunch of gadgets and an ego that needs stroking. A gorilla would win against a grizzly bear.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, explain. Because aren't grizzly bears like so much bigger than gorillas and like have the biggest bite force?
Yeah, but I see, I look at Snoop and I see bear, right? He's so floppy. And like, I think gorillas are just like straight up, I just feel like they could grab them.
They are, and they have the thumbs too. They could just choke hold the bear.
Like they're, I feel like more, like they might not be as strong and as big, but they're like more strategic.
I do like feel grabbing. Like they, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give that to you.
Yeah. What were the other ones? I like this.
Lion and tiger.
Oh my. a lion.
I feel like a lion too.
They're bigger, right?
Yeah. I feel like they're bigger.
Okay.
And then hippo and rhino.
Ooh.
I feel like
hippo.
Yeah, but then the rhino could use its horn to impale the hippo.
Doesn't the hippo's jaw like destroy a watermelon and like acting like it's cotton candy basically?
Right, where it just melts in its mouth. Right.
Well, I guess it would. That's water land.
Well, hippos are on land. They just hold their breath.
But they're more dangerous in water, huh?
Yeah, they run. They don't swim. They run along the bottom of. So when you see those videos of hippos like chasing after boats, they're running.
Yeah.
Mm.
Don't go near a hippo.
They scare me. Okay. And then this one was good. Okay. Copy. Okay.
New one.
New one. Okay. Yeah. Paste.
Got it.
Why does my cat... what do I want to choose? Why does my cat bite me? Why does my cat keep meowing? Why does my cat keep throwing up? Why does my cat have dandruff?
Ew. Cats. I love them. But God, they're... cat vomit is so common and so gross.
Yeah.
Like Snoop vomits regularly because he just eats things he's not supposed to and he's allergic to everything. But he always does it. And there's a spider. I see a spider. Snoop, get it.
Jumping spider.
I freaking can't stand him. Anyway, Snoop always throws up on the ground on the hardwood and it's always easy to clean up. Cats will go vomit in the back of a closet where you don't find it for
like
a year.
Or on your bed
or like in your mouth. Like cats don't care.
They don't.
And they will go vomit in the most inconvenient place possible.
Right.
Like Snoop also knows, like when he starts vomiting, I go, Snoop, he runs outside and continues. Like he knows.
Oh, good boy.
He does it so often. And he's fine. Then he gets his pet and then love afterwards. And he's fine. Cats are little brats.
So,
sorry.
What? No.
I just went on a cat rant. I love cats and I want one, but it's like they are evil.
Grew up with so many of them. Same. I can't.
I grew up with so many cats.
I had 5 at one point.
Yeah. We were having constantly like 6 cats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. So what is your answer to why does my cat keep throwing up?
Because they're brats.
Vengeance.
Vengeance. Vengeance is the answer. If you want to know why a cat is doing anything, vengeance.
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 All right. Here we go. Does my girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Does. Oh, we're going to.
What?
They're just so interesting. Does my girlfriend love me? Does my girlfriend hate me? Does my girlfriend like me?
Oh, my God. The insecurities. Did you write these?
These are all just my Google searches.
You're like, please tell me how I figure it out.
Right. Does my girlfriend still like me? Does my girlfriend have BPD? I mean, I do. She doesn't, so.
BPD?
Borderline personality disorder.
Oh. What a random one. Right. Of all the things.
What is this? This is my Google search history. Oh, my God.
Are you doing this on incognito mode or what?
You would think.
Okay, so.
Wow.
Do they like you? I don't know. Are you nice to them? Do you deserve for them to like you?
Are you asking me or the general public?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know you. I can't tell the Google search people. I can't tell you. That's a personal
thing. I feel like that's a conversation you should have with them.
Yeah. One, you could ask.
Right?
You could ask.
You could ask. Oh, I ask.
I know you do.
I ask a little too much. You still like me?
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Why are there seasons? Why are there different blood types? Why are there shoes on power lines? Why are there fireworks tonight? And why are there no basements in California? What one do you want to go with?
Basements in California.
Okay, here we go.
Because I don't know any of the other ones. Basements are for tornadoes.
Only for? I thought it was for storage.
Well, when you have a tornado, you go into the basement.
Yeah.
We don't have those here.
Right.
Also, it's really expensive to build out a basement.
Hmm.
So there okay. are some houses with them here, but that's because rich people.
Yeah.
And it is storage for them.
Right.
But we don't need them. But also, I think in an earthquake, you don't want to be in a basement.
No.
And we have earthquakes here.
When I first moved out here and I was nannying a 13-year-old boy, and he was one of the smartest, wittiest, like, kids I'd ever met. And we were driving and I was like looking at the skyline and I was just like, it's so weird to me that you guys don't have a lot of skyscrapers here. Like, all of your buildings are just like three stories max and down. And I was like, that's so strange to me because on the East Coast, it's all skyscrapers. And he goes, Emily, it's because we have earthquakes, sweetie. We don't want tall buildings. And I was like, oh, okay.
Fair enough. Yeah. So I think it's the lack of tornadoes and the abundance of earthquakes.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I want one because it is just like a whole other entire floor of a house.
Right.
But I looked into it. It costs like $600,000 to build out a basement.
Oh my God.
And like, that's a lot of money.
On the East Coast, everyone has a basement.
Well, you have
it's just
to.
Like standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here it's like it costs a lot of money to do so, and you have to do it on a new build and so you can't, like, I mean, if you want to tear down a house and
just
then
pick up the house,
yeah,
move it a little bit.
So we already have all our houses,
right?
So unless you want to buy a house, tear it down, build, dig a giant hole,
right,
and then build up from there, which seems like a lot of money.
It seems like a bit much.
Yeah, so you might get a basement everyone's like on a hill where it's just like one of those, one side's underground, but the other one's open to the...
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, interesting.
There you go.
Do we have time for a question?
Yes.
Okay. If you had to...
I can tell Abby's coming into the room because I can hear the pitter-patter of the little dog.
See?
Oh. It's editable.
Yep.
Hi, baby.
I always do that. Okay. If you had to nominate an influencer to be president, who would it be?
Jenna Marbles.
That was my answer. She is so wholesome.
Jenna Marbles, all the way. And she's not even an influencer anymore. But she still influences our
hearts. In our heart. I need to go.
Yeah.
Her and Julian together.
Yeah.
Like, they're
both
just
great people.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
I was also trying to think. Yeah. Yep, that's pretty much it.
Or Superwoman.
I she's Canadian.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's from Toronto.
Oh.
Yeah, she can't be president.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so Jenna it is. I guess we'll have Jenna.
Guess we'll settle. Finally get her in front of the TV again.
Oh my God, please come back.
Yeah. All right, do we have another question? Cuz we're have time for another one.
Okay. What has been your biggest lesson that you've learned in 2022? I thought that was so wholesome, cute. Oh
God.
Or we could swap it out. Someone asked me this the other day and it really like got me thinking. What was your favorite moment so far? What has been your favorite moment so far in 2022?
I don't even remember what happened this year yet. I'm trying to, what did I do?
What did I do
yesterday? I went to Europe.
You went to Europe.
What else have I done?
You feel like you traveled a lot this year. Like, this was like the year of travel for you.
So was last year.
Well,
so I've done so much.
Yeah.
We
have to pick one favorite.
Yeah. I'm also trying to remember what I've learned this year. I've learned so much.
Aww.
I'm trying to remember because there are times I look at Abby. I'm like, I'm so happy right now.
Mm.
Or like, it's not like we're doing a thing and like, that's it. Mm-hmm. It's like moments where I'm like, we've had a really fun day and I get home, I take a deep breath and I like think about like, wow, today was just so much fun.
Right.
And I have a lot of those.
Right.
But like, I think there was a day in Rome where I had the most fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything was just like fantastic. And we had like, we were just smiles all day. But it like wasn't like one thing that happened.
Okay.
I've done so much. I couldn't even tell you all the things I've done this year, which is amazing. Yeah. And I love that for myself. Do you have a favorite?
Mine's Sappy.
When you mentioned...
No.
When I mean, that was, we embraced...
That was a really...
Finally, when I came home from Europe, it was your favorite.
1,000%. How do you know?
Oh my God. About it.
No, I always do this thing. I lived with my niece and nephew for 9 months, and I always would do this thing where with my nephew, who's 3, my niece is only 1, with the 3-year-old, I'd always go... do I love you this much? And he'd go, no. And I say, do I love you this much? And he'd go, no. And do I love you? And like, it would just go on and on until I satisfied him with how much I loved him. And so then I was putting his sister, the 1-year-old, down to bed one night. And we were just sitting there in the dark with like her tiny little nightlight on. And I'm just rocking her. And I look down at her and I go, Lenny, I love you. And she goes, no. Yeah. And so I was like, I was shocked. I gasped. And so then I looked back at her and I said, do I love you this much? And she goes, no. And we just like did it for like 5 minutes, and at the end she goes, ayu, like I love you. She goes, ayu. And I was just sitting there sobbing, and Emma, her mom, was watching me on the camera. I'm like holding her child sobbing and like rocking her back and forth, and she's like, are you good?
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, that was my favorite moment. I think that was the cutest.
Aww, cutie. Yeah, cutie, cutie. All right. Well, that was wholesome,
right?
That was a wholesome ending.
And my lesson I've learned this year,
yeah,
I'm not too much.
No, you are not too much.
I'm not too much.
No. I did... I'm trying to think therapy-wise.
Right.
I have learned you just have to accept people as they are.
Hmm.
And you have to decide... Like, you can't be like, want someone to be different. And you just have to accept them. And you have to decide... Or you have to accept them as they are and then decide if you want to continue... having any sort of relationship with him, friend-wise, family-wise, relationship-wise. Wow. Like, being like, okay, I can't keep wanting them to be different. Right. This is who they are. This is how they show love. This is how they communicate. This is who they are. Okay, it's up to me now.
Right.
It's not up to me to change them. It's up to me to accept them as they are.
Wow.
And love them for that and then continue on.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because I feel like a lot of people go... I love them so much, but like I'm just waiting for them to like figure this part out, or like I'm waiting for like one day they'll figure out how to communicate better, or like you can't keep getting mad at them for being who they are,
right?
But you can't be mad at someone for being. You can decide you can like not like it and then not be friends with them anymore,
right?
Or you can be like, okay, that's who they are. I just have to accept this part of them.
That's really good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Thank you. That's what
we love therapy.
I haven't had a therapy session in like 2 months. I need to. Get on that again.
Yeah, I've been dodging mine. Not on purpose. I've just been so busy. So
yeah. Just saving money. Not doing
saving
it.
Money. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get back into it.
All right. Well, that's it for today. I love you.
I love you. I thought we were holding hands, but you just went for a high five.
No, I went for a hand high five hold. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Please come back next Monday for whatever else we decide to talk about or do. We're just going to keep ending it like this. I love you guys. Emily, you have anything else to say?
Love you.
All right. See you guys next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.